Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. We get started here, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Don't look for me on the weekends. I will not be here. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't care where in the country you're at. You could be up in the Northeast. You could be in Canada. You could be down south with me. You could be further south next door to me in Florida. You could be next door to me the other way in Alabama. You could be in California. What's up, Hawaii? We got a lot of callers and listeners from Hawaii. They call from Alaska. I don't care where you're at. Just thank you. That's it. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. I don't charge you. I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not going to hustle you. You don't got to pay. How much did them phone lines cost back in the day? Hey, Shep, how much did them phone lines? They used to rob the callers, right?
It was like 25 cents a minute, right? Sound about right.
Oh, my God. 25 cents. Is that how Miss Cleo, they had a documentary. Is that how they took money at the Psychic Friends Network?
Miss Cleo should send you a check for all the residuals that she gets, because the amount of pub you give her on your show is fascinating.
You know Miss Cleo's not alive, right?
R.I.P. to the great Miss Cleo, and I'm going to educate myself on her greatness and her impact on our Psychic North American fabric and our overall society. And God bless her soul and her family.
Psychic Friends Network.
Clearly, there was no psychic aspect of my life tonight, JR.
Oh, well, I mean, you're not hustling people with 25 cents, say.
Are you sure she's dead?
Yeah, they had a whole documentary on
it. I thought she was like a relatively young lady.
Well, she was. She died, Miss Cleo did, in 2016 at the age of 53.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She was a young lady at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know she would go that prematurely.
She passed away, unfortunately, due to cancer.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, there is absolutely no joking that goes into that. I'm really honestly sorry for her loss and her family's loss. Wow.
I can't think of... Like, who was some of the most, she's not the most famous psychic, but we heard Eric Spoelstra. He said he's not Nostradamus, right, about Tyler Hero and his injury. Who is the most, who are some other, psychics, famous psychics? Who is it?
I mean, there was Johnny Carson. There was a character.
Oh, come on. With the card and the thing, and it's put the thing on his head. Come on.
Yeah. No. David Copperfield's not a psychic.
He's a magician.
Right, exactly. There's a famous mentalist. I'm drawing a blank. He's got a very, very popular name. You know what I'm talking about?
Mentalist?
Yeah.
No, bro.
Okay, he's got he's like salt and pepper. Yeah, there's man, this is gonna bother me. I'm gonna figure it out. But okay. He's on TV all the time. He's white. No, that doesn't ring a bell. I'm gonna figure it out, Jack.
A white guy with salt and pepper hair. Nah,
I know. I'm really. I'm really. Hey, look, giving you very
specific
criteria here.
Miss Cleo, Miss Cleo is the most, she's pop culture's most famous psychic, I'd say. No? She, was it the 90s she dominated this stuff? Just call me now. That thing was big in the 90s. Like, they don't even sell hotlines anymore because for what? People are so into their cell phones and text. Like, there used to be a phone number.
John Edward. That's who it was. That's who it is.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Who? You've never heard of John Edward? Because I remember he took a little bit of flack just because the other John Edward, and of course the other John Edward with an S, found himself in some trouble involving his, at the time, his wife, who passed away, unfortunately.
Is this one from HBO? No, that's not. He's not from HBO. What am I mixing up?
John, no, so obviously there was John Edwards, the politician, and there was John Edward, the psychic, and he's the white guy with the salt and pepper,
and he's on TV all the time.
He used to be. I don't think so yeah. anymore. There is someone at FS1 that thinks he's a Nostradamus that sees everything and gets everything right.
Is that the guy who just his partner quit on him? Right,
you are correct.
Did he see that one coming?
You know what bothers me about that? I know you've hit on it early this week and then the past week, obviously. Is that report, this is what bothers me the most about this, JR, and it's something I give you credit for and your callers do too. When you take a call, you're all for someone agreeing or disagreeing with you. They just got to bring respect to the table, and they got to be willing to listen. That's where you draw the line. But the report that really bothers me about Skip Bayless is that he wants domineering control. So in other words, you cannot disagree with him, and more importantly, you cannot challenge him. And that's just a slap in the face to our entire industry.
Wow. There's a phrase for that I can't say on the radio. I get fired for it. How can I say it?
You're bringing up the teenage blank, and I think we know what the other word is that you're referring to, right?
It runs along the lines of having a Napoleon complex, if you get my drift.
I got you.
It's a little something syndrome. Use your imagination. Yeah, I mean, what is he going to do? He's 71 years old. He's gone from being a respected journalist, I believe, starting out in Oklahoma City, to being what I would consider to be a carnival barker. And God bless him. He's made a lot of money, to each his own. If you want to scream, yell, and shout, and it's going to make you $8 million a year, then, hey, I guess life is good. You can't complain at it. At the same time, there comes a point where, hey, when do you realize that you are a caricature, or do you make enough money that you just don't care? I think it's the latter. And so I've heard that, post Shannon Sharp, when the NBA finals are done, that LaShawn McCoy, who's also been a contributor or a host on FS1, is going to get a shot and an opportunity to replace him. Now, I don't know if that's full-time or just a pop-up here or there. What do I know? I don't watch. I couldn't tell you anything on FS1 besides Undisputed, and I don't watch that. I see the clips that pop up on social media, and that's it. And the majority of those clips have to do with Shannon Sharp. And the more recent ones have had to do with Shannon Sharp yelling at or with Skip Bayless, which I don't know I don't find that to be the purpose of the show. He might be a psychic, but he's not seeing that one coming. Hey, you mentioned Nostradamus. We know that the NBA Finals is going to be back in action on Wednesday down in Miami. And the Miami Heat are going to try to take Game 3 at home. They're going to try to go up 2-1. And Tyler Hero, he's been out of the cast. We haven't seen him wearing it. We've seen him wearing bucket hats. We've seen him working out a little bit. And there have been rumors here and there that Tyler Hero is going to pop up and play in Game 3 or at some point in this series. And when Eric Spoelstra was asked about it on Tuesday, he said, yeah, I'm not a psychic. Listen to this.
Tyler spoke the other day about still having a degree of pain with the hand. Where does he stand with that? And honestly, as the days are ticking down, your thoughts on his chances of being able to make an appearance during the finals?
Yeah, I don't want to be Nostradamus right now. We're taking it one day at a time, and I know that sounds like a cliche. He did the practice with the group. He's going to do a full contact work out after this. We'll evaluate that. We'll meet, with the training staff later on today and probably tomorrow, and we'll just continue this process. He has not been cleared yet, and so that's where we are. But we're encouraged by the work that he's been doing.
All right. I still got these Denver Nuggets winning in about six games. Let's see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I did tell you I feel a little bad for Derrick Henry. I'll get there. And then as well, I'll tell you about Jacob DeGrom. I think there are a few people who feel bad for him, especially after he cried during his press conference earlier today. Al is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Al?
Yes, sir. I was just quickly going to just say the top mentalists would be like Kreskin and then Uri Geller.
The amazing Kreskin.
Yes, sir.
And who was the other person?
Uri Geller.
Uri Geller. Refresh my brain. Where the hell is Uri Geller from? What era of time is that from?
He was like, I think he's Russian. Okay. And he was Michael Jackson's best man at his wedding.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm glad I don't know who he is. Now, Kreskin, did he used to hold the envelopes up to his head?
Yeah, with him and Karnak on Johnny Carson.
Right, right. You called up some of these people before, Al?
Called up? Then what?
Have you called any of these places up? Have you ever reached out to a mentalist? Have you ever done this before?
No, I would not mess with a psychic. And that's funny. Yeah, you all were talking about like what was her name? The singer Dionne Warwick.
No, well, Dionne, we didn't mention Dionne Warwick. Dionne was one of the main proponents of the Psychic Friends Network, and then Miss Cleo kind of popped up, and boom, she was the most famous of them all.
Right. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you mess with one? Well, what's the problem?
The Bible tells us not to, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. But what's the difference between a mentalist and a psychic?
Nothing. They're synonyms.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Al. All right. Well, I'm gonna rub my palms together and see if I can predict the future. Hopefully, I don't get in trouble. Hey, thank you, Al.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Hey, Al, he told me, hey, Bible said not to, so, hey, I guess I shouldn't do it. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
JR, what's going on? How are you, brother?
I'm amazing. I'm good. Just trying to predict the future. That's it. Looking for the lottery numbers.
Share. Please share.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to split my money, no.
See, now you're sounding like the LIV tour.
Oh, well, no, I stick to my guns. No, I'm trying to get the money. I don't have
they
it.
Actually, they are spreading the wealth. When I think about Saudi Arabia and, they have one of the worst records as far as human rights and, human history. And this all of this sports washing that's going on now, it almost becomes to where it's a monopoly. I almost feel like, people that speak out against inhumanities, people that speak out against civil rights violations, people that speak out against their mistreatment of women, they're tortured. They're killed in that country. Yeah. They're locked up, and they give this pretty picture across the horizon that everything's nice and sweet. But in reality, there's something deeper going on there. And my fear is that, you go back in time and you start thinking, we're too dependent upon the Chinese for this and that. And 20, 30 years later, you look around your house and everything's made in China. My fear is that, they've purchased some boxing events. They have invested billions into F1 racing, the Premier League. They bought teams, I believe Newcastle United, if I'm not mistaken. One of the crown princes, the CIA report, concluded that he did kill that Washington Post journalist or ordered the hit on him.
Yes, Mr. Khashoggi, yes, that's been reported.
The bigger picture that I'm looking at here is, you know, it takes, there's a moment in your life where you got to make a decision about what you stand for. And, you know, looking at our country and, you know, you go back 100 years, 200 years, and, you know, people started to stand up for what they believed and transition occurred. Are we going to have an NBA that's no longer where we can think of the parquet in Boston or, you know, these the heritage, the memories, the reminiscing about great golf tournaments of the past? Is baseball next? It's kind of just like, when does it end? Are all the superstars going to go there? I just want, you know, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but just kind of tapping in on that a little bit, JR.
Well, Brian, the answer is never, man. It's never. This is history. I mean, people been selling out, selling souls, selling for a buck, asking for a buck forever. And so why should it? You know, I don't foresee it changing. You talk about F1 and you talk about the soccer and the football clubs. You don't think a day will come, and maybe it won't. Maybe it'll take a long time, you know, where we have a team that's sold out to overseas. I mean, this is a league. You know, you don't think it's going to take place with a team? Or I'm pretty sure there will be some brushback, because you will have American, North American billionaires who are going to go, well, damn, we can't have them encroaching and taking it from us. And so maybe it'll take longer. But, hey, the people with the big money typically went out.
You're right. I guess Wu-Tang was right all along about cream, man. Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, shout outs to Method Man. He's doing damn good now. Have you seen Method Man acting?
Method Man's not a bad actor. I'm a little more partial to the RZA, but, you know, I mean, he picks his roles. They're all great athletes.
Yeah, they are. How about great actors, but better rappers. If you would have told me 25 and 30 years ago that these dudes from Staten Island were actors and doing scores for films, I'd be like, what? Here they are. Hip-hop can take you far. Hey, Brian, thank you for calling from Houston, man.
Thank you, JR. Take care.
No doubt about it. Hey, I saw Method Man. Method Man is a great actor. He's a damn good actor. Shout-outs to Method Man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Method Man is great. You shouldn't feel sad for Method Man. You should be happy for him. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about someone maybe you should feel sad for. His name is Jacob DeGrom. I know who I feel sad for. I feel sad for Derrick Henry. And you'll hear from him as well on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. I got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, shout outs to Method Man. And Mary J. Blige. And the whole Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah, cash rules everything around me. Yeah, tonight's episode been about a lot of money. You got LIV Golf and the PGA. I'm going to tell you about Jacob DeGrom in a minute. I told you about Messi and Ronaldo. Ronaldo's playing in Saudi Arabia. Karim Benzema is playing in Saudi Arabia. Maybe Messi will be going to Saudi Arabia. Hey, Chef, we not going, right? We staying here in America?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like it that way. Hey, DeGrom, he got a lot of money, too, and he can't even play. At least he got his money from the Texas Rangers. How much money is coming his way? $185 million. How many games did he pitch this year? 6. What's going to happen to him next? Tommy John surgery. The Texas Rangers gave this guy a 5-year deal, $185 million, and now he cannot pitch. What a shock, right? He's only pitched like 11 games, 12 games the past couple of seasons, and they just wanted to give him this money. Why do you think the New York Mets let him walk? The Rangers look like a bunch of suckers, man. I know they're doing good right now, but not with this move. And then DeGrom, oh, man, he felt terrible about this entire thing. Listen to him announce this. You can hear the crying and the tears and the sadness.
Well, I went through this before, and you know, I know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab as the best I can and be around to help, you know, any way I can. You know, we got a special group here. And to not be able to be out there and, you know, help them win, that it stinks. So this is what we love to do, but, you know, finding this out, coming here, wanting to be out there and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment.
Yeah. Them checks are still clear, though. He has to get through the mental part of it. I'm sure of it. Is he going to do what he loves to do? Is he going to be able to come back? Is you know, I'm sure he has to deal with the mental aspect of, oh, man, I'm taking this money. I'm a loser. I'm not even earning my cash. But then the cash is still coming in. I don't feel bad for him. You know, I feel bad, but don't feel bad. Somebody I do feel bad for, and I don't know if I should, is Derrick Henry. This man is still on the Tennessee Titans. He did not get traded. Ryan Tannehill is still the QB. They have a new general manager coming in. Rand Carthen used to be player development over with the 49ers. And Derrick Henry is still the running back. Derrick Henry is still the team. He is still the offense. And they may speed up the offense, but I want to see Derrick Henry go somewhere where he can actually win. This is one of the most exciting running backs that I have ever seen in my life, because he is nothing more than a ridiculously, freakishly athletic battering ram. Stiff arms all over the place, running people over. But now here's the deal. He's 29 years old. He got a lot of miles. He got a lot of tread. It doesn't seem like he slowed things down. I mean, outside of breaking his foot a season ago, he's been out there. He's not missing games. He's going to get you 1,500 yards and, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 touchdowns. He's amazing to watch. I want to see him play on a winner. And so he hasn't been traded. And so Derrick Henry spoke to the media on Tuesday. And this man is strictly business. He doesn't say a lot, doesn't do a lot. He just kicks ass on the football field. And so when he was asked about the trade rumors and the new GM and the new offense with their new offensive coordinator, he's just like, yeah, I'm just here building a relationship. I ain't think about no trade. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, talking to him, meeting him in person, on the face with a name, and, you know, just doing all those things, you know, when you get here. And, you know, we get into football and not worry about the other stuff, so.
He sounds so relaxed and so calm. But little do you know, if you run into him, he probably knocked the living hell out of you. He's a gigantic human being. I wish he went somewhere else. If there was an NFL player who I wish was on another team, it'd be Derrick Henry more than anybody else. Ryan Tannehill needs to give him a commission for helping to revive his career, for all the play action that he's able to run because Derrick Henry is back there. Hey, let's give Ryan Tannehill an average running back. And I know about a season ago, they did a decent job, you know, running out there a three-headed monster of running backs, and they were able to stay alive. But no, man, Derrick Henry makes that whole engine go. He makes the whole car go, the whole vehicle. He is the engine. And Ryan Tannehill, I must remind you, he's entering into the final year of his contract. They drafted Malik Willis. Didn't work out. He's still there. You just drafted Will Levis. We know that they had to wait for him to drop down the draft board, him sitting there uncomfortably going through round one. They don't want Ryan Tannehill to be the guy no more. They're trying to get him the hell up on out of there. And so I hope sooner than later, Derrick Henry is the first dude to go. I hope. 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from Vancouver. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, hi, JR. By the way, you have an extremely good producer, so I want you don't trade him, please. Don't trade him.
Where am I trade him for?
That a boy. I wanted to talk to you about these bad contracts. I'm not an owner, but I think like when my dad, who's no longer with us, he was the executive director of purchasing for a major hotel in Vancouver, and he dealt with millions of dollars. And he always told me one thing, insurance. And it comes down to one thing, more than one thing, but when it comes down to $150 million, I don't feel sorry for the player. I don't feel sorry for the owner. I feel a little bit sorry for the fans, but they can always keep their money in their pocket. That's what I do. I don't buy jerseys. I watch it on TV. And if you think, and Aaron Judge, I feel sorry for him, but not that much. And by the way, JR, really enjoy your show. You think, and I like that.
Well, I guess. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate you for thinking, I think.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care, Gary. Thank you. Caller from Vancouver. Yeah, okay. Gave me a little bit of a Kawhi laugh right there, but I'm cool with that. Hey, Shep, where the hell am I supposed to be trading you? He's like, don't trade you. Where am I going to trade you?
I have no idea. I mean, no disrespect. We got some wonderful hosts around here. There was no other show I would produce for other than JR at this point in my career. That I will promise you.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, thank you. Anyway, what would I say after that?
You're JR. You can say whatever you want.
I don't know. I don't. Oh, well, hey,
You're not going to feel bad for DeGrom again, are you?
No, I don't need to hear him crying.
Okay.
Did it make you? Well, nah, he's a human being, right? Humans cry, so.
Well, the thing is, you questioned this at the time last year. Like, he had no business going to Texas. It makes no sense why he made that move. I understand they had a tough ending, but the Mets were on the come up.
Yeah. Well, he took the money. That's not a problem.
You're right. Steve Cohen wouldn't find a way. I get it. In the immediacy,
They weren't going to give him a 5-year deal, almost $200 million. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The Mets weren't going to give him that. That's why he left.
But I also believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I can't for the life of me recall any endorsements he does, but being on Madison Avenue, playing here, I think long-term would be better for him financially. That's just me.
No. I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I see Greg Maddux doing all kinds of endorsement deals,
DeGrom,
no disrespect to your Braves, but playing in New York's just a different thing, JR.
DeGrom is a farm boy, and I could not see the New York Mets tendering him more than a 2-year deal, maybe with a 3rd-year option. And so to know that you would have $185 million guaranteed coming your way for 5 years, you leave. Like, who cares? Who cares? The New York Mets are saying, hey, dude, he's making 37 per right now. Even if we wanted to move it up on average and say, okay, well, here's 40 over 3, here's 120, man, you leave, man. And then you got to counter in the taxes in New York and the lifestyle and the cost and the pace of living. And it's not like these dudes are sticking around. He's only there during the course of the season. And when the season is over, ain't nobody staying in New York for the wintertime. They go back, go south. They go to warmer weather. And so he left for one reason. It's because the Texas Rangers gave him more money. If there's a sucker here at all, it's the Rangers. It's not DeGrom. It's not the Mets. The Mets got away. They weren't going to give him the cash. It's the Rangers. Who gives somebody this much money? And I know Steven Strasburg, he's done. He has nerve damage in his arm. They rode him to death on the way to the World Series. And now he's cooked. He's done. I remember when he first got to the bigs, they basically babysat him. Man, there's no safe procedure for a pitcher. It does not exist. And I don't know if the guys are throwing too much, too soon, too early, too young. But by the time they get to the bigs, there's so much money invested in them. They babysit them, but then they fall apart. DeGrom, man. He 1 point nothing ERA, and now he's gone. You won't see him for a year and a half, 2 years. All the best to him, and back to Derrick Henry. I hope he ends up on a better team. He deserves better than having Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yep, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy night. We've talked about the PGA and LIV Golf merger. We had a great conversation with golf expert Michael Williams. We talked about Game 3 of the NBA Finals taking place on Wednesday night. You got the Nuggets down in Miami to take on the Heat. We talked about Frank Vogel, new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Adrian Griffin, new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked about Jacob DeGrom, unfortunately needing Tommy John surgery. Talked about Lionel Messi, a possibility of him taking a whole lot of money and going to play in Saudi Arabia. Ron Rivera and the quarterback situation. He says between Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett, we're having a QB competition. I'm like, that sounds terrible. And then I just also told you, and you heard from Derrick Henry, he's like, yeah, I don't care about no trade rumors. I'm here to play. I'm like, oh, man, just... This is the end of the line for the Tennessee Titans. I hope you can get out of there sooner than later. Let's get to some of your calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. DeAndre is calling from Mobile, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, DeAndre?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. As always, great show. Real quick, shout out to Shep, man. Shep be coming through with the old school hip hop music when y'all come back from breaks, man. Money, power, respect. Hey, shout out to Shep, man. I like that. Why you gotta poach our team, JR? We already suck. We already got to deal with Ryan Tannehill. We ain't had no good teams. Steve McNair. We get right to the playoffs and we choke.
Yeah, you throwing interceptions. Yeah, Tannehill.
It's tough.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough. It's tough, JR. I could say this. No, I'm 36 now. I've learned a lot of disappointment and how to deal with disappointment. Okay. From being a Tennessee Titan fan, so I can't say that. You know, I can teach my son that, you know, how to handle disappointment. But
are you from Mobile? Like, why you like the Titans? You got a closer team to you, man.
I've never been. I grew up in Birmingham, so okay. I never really was a Saints fan or a Falcon fan. The first quarterback I ever saw that I liked was Warren Moon.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, good black quarterback. That's somebody like me. So I automatically latched on to the Oilers and then Tennessee. So I kind of stayed on with them.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Makes sense, DeAndre. But listen, it's going to be some lean times ahead. Just wait on it, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be picking first in the draft again. Hopefully we don't do a Jake Locker or another Marcus Mariota again or Will Levis. Oh, my God.
Well, oh, maybe.
Pray for me, JR.
I will. Don't worry about DeAndre. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. I'm like, he and Mobile, like, why you like the Titans, man? You could have got a little bit closer than that. Let's go to Canada. Talk to John from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Amazing.
What I want to talk about is the visionary man, Greg Norman, and Liv, and what I think he's going to do with it. And here's my idea. He's going to have 16 franchises worldwide, and he's going to offer them up in a type of IPO starting at $1 billion, okay? Then he's going to have a draft of the top 200 players in the world, team by team, okay? So I say it's going to be 160, so it'll be 16 teams, 10 players on each team, and 160 is the key because that's how many you can plug in for every tournament. And within the tournament, they're going to have team competitions where you designate so many players to be on your team that week.
Okay.
And they would have individual, okay, like a normal PGA Tour.
Hey, style. John.
Yes.
Is that what you think he should do, or did he tell you?
That's what I'm going to know he's going to do, okay?
Okay. Well, he didn't even know that there was a merger.
Well, that's not true. Okay, but anyways, we'll pass.
Well,
how do you
know it's not true? Did he tell
you? Well, I know. That's all.
No, I'm asking a legitimate question. How do you know?
I went on his blog and I asked a couple of questions, and he tipped his hand without tipping his hand.
Is that okay? Wait, did
and he said something's coming big. That's all.
Okay, because I heard from the guy from the Saudi investment fund who said he was made aware of it right before they went on television and told everybody.
There were only three people that knew that it was coming.
Well, that's my point. He wasn't one of them.
Okay, and he was. Okay, that's here and there.
Who are the other two?
I have no idea.
Well, there has to be a lawyer. It has to be more than three. I mean, you got two lawyers. You got to have two lawyers.
Well, that's why they kept it under the table.
But
and it was so locked.
Hold on, I'm trying to do math here, John. Let's do some math.
Okay, right? Do the math.
That's not math. listen, John. Let's say each side has a representative, right? That's an attorney on each side. And then let's just say from there you have one representative from each side, from LIV and the PGA. Then that's already four people. And then you want to throw in a Greg Norman who didn't do anything but get a phone call before the announcement was made. Now you've already pushed it to five. I would already assume, just by knowing how the world works, it's a little bit more than three people, man.
Trivial. My point is they're going to have a league,
okay,
and it's going to be the birth of golf,
okay,
to compete with the NFL and especially the MLB.
What?
And you're going to have weekly tournaments,
okay,
and you're going to have a real World Series champion in
compete
golf.
With the NFL where? For what? The NFL is strictly American.
For what? On a day-to-day, on a week-to-week, when the NFL's in season, they're going to have a tournament that there's going to be team competition and individual competition.
There's more people are going to watch Brooks Koepka than the Dallas Cowboys?
No, more people are going to watch Brooks Koepka than they're watching Brooks Koepka today. I'm not saying they're going to stick it to the NFL. I'm going to say they're going to compete with them. Okay?
Okay.
Well, that's just my opinion.
Oh, okay. All right. Where do you live again?
Windsor, Ontario, the only city in Canada.
All right.
You go north to the United States.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, John, for calling from
Canada. Wait, one more thing. One more thing.
No. Wait,
I've
really?
I've got your solution for your quarterback in Atlanta.
I don't know. We don't need it.
Yes. His name is Bethel Johnson,
what is he in the CFL? He's a CFL player.
He won the Great Cup last year.
Yeah, I knew.
And he's now playing for the New Orleans Breakers.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
have
care.
A good night. Thanks. Hey, Shep, did you take notes?
Come again?
Marvin from South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Marvin, quickly.
Okay. There's one thing about this Liv thing that just really bothers me. The fan, I don't watch golf that much. I quit playing, but I do watch some of the tournaments.
Yeah.
And the fans have been taught, oh, this is bad to take money from an awful country, and it is. This is the same country that runs OPEC and dictates what our gas price is going to be.
Yeah.
But that's not the point.
Right.
The point was the fans got lied to. They act like the fans don't give a damn. You know, it's not up to us to do anything. Just follow whoever they say follow.
Right.
It wasn't just hypocrisy. It was a damn lie.
Yeah. The players got screwed too. Hey, Marvin, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
the fans got a lot to. How about that? Paul from Rhode Island, make it in 20 seconds.
Okay, 20 seconds is this. 3,000 people died in those towers. Okay? When we decided to go to war with Iraq, okay?
10 seconds.
There's no reason. Absolutely no reason. When 10,000 souls died and 35,000 came back mangled, that's what I think of Liv.
Okay.
Goodbye. Well,
thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. Hey, I can certainly relate. I was in school right next door to the Twin Towers, and thank you. I'm here today. Yes, it's a very, very terrible thing that took place, and I can certainly understand anyone who is frustrated with what has taken place with the PGA getting together with Liv. As Michael Williams said, I think it's going to be a blip. It's going to be a lot of drama, and we are just getting started here with it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody who called up, participated in a chat with us tonight. Thank you so much to our guest, golf expert Michael Williams, for coming through. We're going to be back tomorrow. Yes, we're going to talk NBA Finals. We are going to talk, or I'm going to give you a new top six list. Thank you so much to Shep and everyone who tuned in. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't move. Amy Lawrence coming up next.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.